In our prayers this morning, we will be remembering three families that have lost loved ones just recently. The Hahn family, of course, with the loss of Arnold. Denise and her family as they mourn Aaron's passing. As well as Greg, who was Brian Santora's uncle today. Also in our prayers, we'll continue to pray for Max. He's still in the hospital. We need to pray for him. Also, Margaret Philpott, she's improving, but we need to pray for her, and Betty, and also Nancy Raleigh. Let's bow our heads and place these people, these families, into the Lord's hands. Sovereign God, when people anywhere are in conflict, are driven by hate, or are living in countries with cruel taskmasters or brutal regimes, surround them with your love and use us to bring word of your compassionate embrace so that they may endure until relief is realized. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, we pray for all who face this day in sadness or grief, are facing sudden crisis or long-term ill, or are mourning the loss of a loved one. Lord, this morning we do have three families that are experiencing the loss of loved ones. We pray for the Santora family, Greg and his family with the sudden passing of Brian's uncle. Lord, also for the life of Arnold Hahn, and we thank you for the bedrock of his marriage with Maxine and who Arnold was in our community here at Peace. Bless the Hahn family in the days ahead. And Lord, also for Denise and her family as they mourn Aaron's passing this last week. May each day, Lord, you bring your grace and mercy. May you use each one of us to share your love with them. Lord, also, we have many that are sick in our congregation with the cold weather and inability to get out. We pray that you would visit them, even though we can't be with them today. For Max, Lord, bless him with good health each day, that he may improve, and for clarity and treatment. For Chuck, as he awaits surgery this week, that you'd bless the hands of the surgeon and also be with Jan, too, during those moments. For Margaret, as she improves daily. For Betty, that you'd give her more restoration each day. For Nancy and Richard, as you bless their time together, as she suffers from cancer. Lord, also for the Narver family, as they continue to mourn Susan's passing over the holidays, that you'd give them an extra measure of strength. For all others, for Jean, Dylan. Lord, for Kai, as he faces transitions back to Philomath. For Bev, Anne, Nancy, Haley, Kibby, Rosanna, Joel, Ava, Michelle, Art, Tim and Raina, for Robert's Aunt Eva, for Theodore, Joyce's brother, and for all others that we name in our hearts at this moment now. Lord, we do pray that you would restore joy to them through those who care about them, professionals, family, and friends, all who know the joy of your gracious presence. Lord, in your mercy. O Holy Spirit, open doors of opportunity for people of peace so that nations will not raise up sword against one another. Societies may be ordered for the good of all, and your kingdom of grace may be extended without persecution. Lord, in your mercy. Loving Lord, help us to act in gentleness toward the forgotten in society, the invisible poor, the forgotten in prison, those about to be born, and those nearing their end of days. Open our eyes to opportunities to serve their needs in your name. Lord, in your mercy. These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of your Son, Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue with the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. As Jesus left his disciples, he said, "I've said these things so that your joy may remain and your joy may become full." The gift of Jesus' body and blood is assurance that we have that joy each day as we walk. On the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the full forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." The table of the Lord has been prepared. All are invited. You may be seated.